ever thrown you a curveball that you weren't sure what to do with? You know, the kind where you think, someone should really do something about this. Have you ever thought, maybe that someone is me? And then found yourself on a grand adventure you never saw coming? Me too. As a special needs mom, I have been saddened by what's available to my son. But instead of wallowing in it, I decided to do something about it. Along the way, I'm meeting extraordinary people and having the most wonderful experiences I never thought I'd have. I'm so inspired by what's happening around me that I want to share it all with you. Living Your Legacy is a community where ordinary people who've been called to create something bigger than themselves can come together to be inspired, connect, learn, and live into the legacies they want to see in the world. I'm your host, Michelle Slaney-Travato, and this is the Living Your Legacy podcast. Hello, everybody. Michelle Slaney-Travato here, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the Living Your Legacy show. Today, it is just me talking to you because I wanted to give you an update on the legacy that we are living into in our own family. And I am thrilled to share with you what's going on as we are living our own legacy. If you haven't heard the first part of my story, I do recommend that you go back and check out episode 27, where I give all the background as to what led up to the creation of a legacy that we want to live into for our son. And of course, once you hear all that, everything here will make a lot more sense because I'll be referencing things back there. So again, if you haven't heard it, go back and check out episode 27. But first, I want to go into the most recent backstory because it's been a while since I've shared with you what's going on with us. Okay, in case this is the first episode that you are tuning into for the show, I just want to let everybody know or remind you, if you've been listening along, that I am both an adoptive and special needs mom. Our eldest son joined our family at 23 hours old, not even a full day. And today, as of this recording, is going on the age of 20. So we've had 2 decades with this extraordinary young man. He has significant disabilities. Not that we knew that when we adopted him. That was a 4.5-year journey to figure out the depth and breadth of all that. And those disabilities are pretty all-encompassing. They span physical, intellectual, and medical, just to name the top three. Yet, in so many ways, he's just like every other young adult his age. He wants to have a bright future filled with friends and fun and adventure and as much independence as he can handle. But because of his disabilities, making those goals a reality for him poses some pretty big challenges for us. His disabilities cause barriers to be placed in front of him, often by others, not by him, that can end his dreams quickly if we allow that to happen. And today I'm going to talk to you about how we're not allowing that to happen. My son's biggest goal in life is to both live with and work with his best friend as independently as possible. His friend also has an intellectual disability, but those two, it doesn't stop them. They're literally like two peas in a pod or yin and yang. They complement each other so well. What one can't do, the other one can, and they support each other through all those things. It's actually pretty inspiring to watch them together and how they navigate the world side by side and how they support each other. We should all be so blessed to have friends in our life that treat us the way these two treat each other. And it is literally amazing to me. It takes my breath away every day when I see them together and see what they're doing and see what they're capable of doing together. I literally stand there with the goofiest grin on my face and smile. It makes you wonder sometimes what I'm up to or maybe what I've been drinking before I got there. Usually it's nothing. So it's just a goofy look. The truth of the matter is, I want them to have that dream come true too. I really do. But achieving that dream is filled with challenges that, frankly, they haven't created for themselves. So let's look at that. Both boys are having great difficulty in getting employed. There are so many reasons for this, but it really comes down to one basic thing. People are afraid of those who are different than them. And this fear never causes anything positive. Like, nothing positive ever comes out of a place of fear. This negative feeling, this fear of the unknown, causes so many negative reactions. The boys talk differently. They need things explained and demonstrated simply and often repeated. They need help to understand and create systems in the workplace and to understand what's expected of them. And this creates fear in the people around them. Employers worry that it will take too much time to teach them, that the accommodations that they require will be too expensive and their productivity so low that it will be a loss for the business. They are concerned about how other employees will interact with them or not, and how to handle any potential conflict situations. They're worried employing these two guys are going to be hard, and that they often don't see past their disabilities to see their potential and what they could offer the workplace. So they don't have jobs. And then there is the challenge of living together. Neither boy is capable of living fully independently. They do not have the cognitive capacity to sign legal documents, and so they cannot rent or own property under their own names. And the wait time for government-funded housing where we live is a minimum of 10 years. Now, let me repeat that. That's a minimum of a 10-year wait. My son will be nearly 30 before it will even be possible. That's not it will happen. That's it might be possible. 10 years. So they can't get their own place. Well, those are some big challenges put in front of us to try and figure out how to help their goal of living and working together become real. And the big question then for us becomes, what do we do now? Do we wait and hope for things to get better? Well, I know you know as well as I do that hope is not a plan. And in this case, hope won't change anything in those outside forces that are negatively impacting this goal. It really won't. So we decided that if the system that's set up in the world today won't work to help those two boys realize their dream, then we would have to step outside that system and create our own opportunities. Well, let's start with housing. My hubby and I have spent the last few years, particularly the COVID years, learning about and getting involved with the real estate investing community. We joined this community because the people there are opportunity seekers and creators. They not only take educated and calculated risks with their own money, they are often very willing to share their wisdom, their lessons learned, and their opportunities with others. It was here that we decided that our son and his bestie, we decided if our son and his bestie could not acquire their own housing, well, we'll do it for them. So the plan has become that we will buy the boys a place to live. This way, they do not need to worry about signing any contracts or that they might have troubles with potential landlords. This mom right here on this show is going to make sure that they are safe forever. So I moved from being mom to landlord, but I know these boys really well, and I'm completely okay with that shift in my role. In fact, I think that it's going to offer the boys opportunities that otherwise they're really going to struggle with. So now we have a plan for how we can also figure out how they can do this. So we've got the how we can buy them a place. That's the physical structure. We know they're going to need some support living as independently as possible. Well, we've got a plan that we've created to hire a living caregiver and ensure that their housing will be there for them for their lifetimes, not just mine. This is a really long-term plan that's going to make sure that they have safe housing and a community around them for the rest of their lives. I'm very excited about that. It really makes me excited to dream about it, and I do. I have dreams of going house shopping with the boys and having them running through houses, so excited, and being a part of making the decision as to which place they're going to live in. It inspires me to think that we could create this for them. Of course, this is going to take a while. We live in a very expensive area of Canada, so we've got a 10-year plan. to make it happen. And we're open to what it's going to look like. We're not really set on it must be this kind of house or this kind of situation or in this particular neighborhood. We know that a lot changes in 10 years. So we're open to really figuring it out as we get closer to being able to achieve that goal. And of course, my heart sings daily when I think about it, when I take action steps to help us get closer to that goal, when I talk to the boys about it, when I listen to them and see them in action together, I think, yep, this is the right path. It resonates with me. And I think about it just about daily. So the next challenge we've got, now that we've got housing kind of sorted, we're working our way toward it. We've got a plan, so we feel good about that. The next challenge, of course, is work and social opportunities for the boys. Most recently, we've been focusing on getting them networked with social and athletic and activity groups that they can participate in, not just as my son is finishing high school this year, not just for his high school life, but his adult life as well. So we've got them networked right now with Special Olympics. They love basketball and soccer and bowling. And they do all of that within that community. In fact, my son was on a bowling league when he was 17 and his bowling partner was 92. And they had the best time supporting and helping each other. And it was really fun to watch them be so engaged. So I know that for people with intellectual disabilities, that Special Olympics will be there for them as long as they want to participate and in whatever way they can. Now, of course, we've just most recently gotten them involved with a special needs baseball league. So they're just learning how to do that. And it is extraordinary to see that community. There's well over 100 players plus their families. And it is just so much fun to watch them all engage and interact and be a part of something that they can, that keeps them healthy and active and gets them out of the house and be networked in a community, not just of people who are like them. And that's so important. We all want to be around people who are like us, where we feel like we belong, but also their families. So that provides extra layers of safety and security within the larger community. It's just amazing. And now we found a camp that they can attend. It's a sleepover camp, so they can go every year for a week and they can do that together. And again, they're safe. They're going to be stimulated. They do all kinds of things at this camp. It's called Zajac Ranch. It is here in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. If you have a chance to look it up, do look it up. They have horseback riding and a high ropes course and canoeing and swimming and a big outdoor amphitheater, a beautiful indoor swimming pool, as well as a lake. Like, there's so many things there that they get to experience again as young adults. And again, they get to do it independently, no moms and dads allowed. So that's pretty awesome. Okay, again, they're actively involved now, and we're working towards more opportunities. We've connected with someone who can help them out with some volunteer opportunities where they can go and teach basketball to younger kids in our city and be involved with that, be it like an assistant coach kind of thing, which is really amazing. So we've got lots of friends that we're formulating relationships with, organizations they can be a part of for their lifetime, and of course, safe adults that they can be around who will then create that extra layer of safety and security around them. So we're all good with the social stuff so far. We've got lots of opportunities that we're pursuing, and that's going to go really well. So I'm really excited about that. But work is kind of the big piece and the biggest challenge that we face. Okay, while we're striving to help people see the ability in people with intellectual and physical disabilities, it's a big task and it's quite long term trying to educate employers and the general community and bus drivers and anybody really, families who don't have kids with disabilities. It's really a big, daunting task. And it's not one that will change easily or quickly. We're going to have to put in lots of time and effort. So we've got to do something because the boys, I don't want my son home hanging out all day. He doesn't want to be here. They want to be able to contribute to their own goal of actually getting their house. We need a way for them to fund it so that they can be gainfully employed, they can be learning new skills, they can have structure and routine connected to the workforce. and have some income that they can contribute themselves. Because we all know, think back to the first time you earned your money and put it toward buying something for yourself, something you really wanted. That feeling is really impressive. It's amazing. You just feel so proud of yourself. Mine was a stereo with a removable Walkman way back in the day. And I wanted that thing so bad. And at the time, in the late 70s, it was $100, which was a lot of money then. So I had to work really hard to save up my money to get it. And when I did, the feeling of accomplishment, of pride, of satisfaction, of wanting to take care of this thing that I invested my time, energy, and money into was huge. My boys want to have that too. These two boys, of course, I refer to them as my boys all the time. My son's bestie literally isn't my son, but I just adore him so much and he's with us so much. I've just taken to calling him as being one of mine. We know I'm a fan of adoption. So we just kind of unofficially adopted him into our family. And our boys, they just really want to have that feeling too. And how amazing and normal is that? Right? We look at these people with disabilities and we think they're so different. But the reality is they just handle the world differently. They have to function in the world differently. But really, at the base and the heart of it all, they want what we want too. And so there's a lot more similarities than there are differences. So let's talk about this job situation. We've had some trouble with this. How do we help them fund this dream that they have? The boys have truly had disappointing work experience placements and job sampling opportunities. They have felt very much like the jobs were menial and repetitive. They were alone and scared. There wasn't a really good bridge built between them and the employer. And again, all the reasons that I outlined at the beginning of this episode, where employers are really concerned if the work hasn't been done to reassure them about what abilities the boys have and what they can do. And that kind of thing, well, it just sets everybody up for failure. And the boys truthfully feel like square pegs that are always being squished into a round hole. They just don't fit and they don't like it. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't either. So my husband and I sat down again and put on our thinking hats and thought, like, what can we do? What can we do now to support them in this? Again, educating the world at large is a gigantic task. And how can we help them get a job, right? We needed a job that the boys would love. We came up with some criteria. They had to love what they were doing, not feel that they were in a corner doing menial tasks that nobody else wanted to do. We wanted them to be able to work somewhere where they could be together and they could feel empowered rather than feeling nervous and scared and alone. Because lots of employers, if they're going to hire someone with a disability, hire just one. And my son and his friend, they really just want to be together and they function better together. Again, that's been a bit of a challenge. We needed something where they could stretch and grow and learn new skills, but at their own pace and in their own way. We needed them to be able to work in a way that worked for them versus them struggling to work in a way that somebody else is stipulating. We needed an employer who saw or sees their gifts and talents and allows them to shine, and it helps them to be able to be successful. It's a big bill to fill, and we couldn't find it. And we talked it over and we talked it over and we talked it over and we talked it over. We looked at it and we looked at all kinds of different employment situations and we talked with friends and shared with them our concerns and our hopes and our dreams. And, you know, and we were hoping that maybe somebody could help us find that perfect employer that was going to help us out. And it was a dear friend of ours, Lisa. Hello, Lisa, if you're listening, I'm totally giving you credit for this. She actually answered the question for us. She knows our son. And she sees his potential. She also knows our family. And that, of course, my husband and I, my husband is currently a teacher. I'm a former special ed teacher. So she knew our background in education. And over dinner one night, She simply suggested that instead of us looking for a system or an employer that isn't set up for the success of our kids, that we should create one, that we should become the employers. Well, that was a big one. It literally stopped us in our tracks. And we're like, oh, we never thought about that before. It's not where I saw myself, certainly not where my husband thought he'd see himself. And so now we had to really think about that, because this really was kind of to say it was a facepalm moment would be like a huge understatement. We really never considered that as an option. But once Lisa said it, the idea totally took hold. We just couldn't stop thinking about it. You know, the question of what if we could? What if we could do this? But then all the other questions came in with it, like, what kind of company would we start? We'd need one that we could run from our house to keep costs down. We'd need one where there were new and fun skills to learn and opportunities for the boys to be around people. They love people. And as a general rule, they're so cute and sweet and endearing that the population of people in general generally likes them. So we needed to have opportunities for them to be able to do that, to engage with the world, not just be here at home with us. We needed a business that was based on fun and funny things, because these two, oh my gosh, they had a wicked sense of humor. We needed something that we could scale and grow, because once the idea took hold, we didn't just want to help these two out. We want to help out as many people with developmental disabilities as we can. We know that, again, changing the world is a really big task. But if we can become an employer that hires multiple people with disabilities, just like the guys from John's Crazy Sock. Now, give me a second. I had a thought I was going to say that. But John's Crazy Sock, they are way back in one of my previous episodes. Now, let me see if I can find that, because, of course, I didn't think on that when I first started talking. John's Crazy Sock is episode 17. If you haven't heard that episode, please go listen to it, because they inspired me so much in their business model and their perseverance and their willingness to step outside the norm to create something extraordinary, and how they've grown not only their business, they call it their sock empire, but also as an employer and how many people they employ. And there's some things that's coming for them that are really extraordinary. I'm not at liberty to share with you yet because they haven't officially announced, but they inspired me to really think, gosh, what if we could do something that was in a similar vein? How amazing would that be, right? We needed something that for us would become a gift, not just a gift to our children or my son and his friend, but a gift to the larger community. We want to become a model for what is possible when we look at and see the ability in the people around us. So after thinking about it and looking at it, it came to us. We researched it. We found companies that were willing and excited to work with us, because frankly, that was a big deal to me. I don't want just any company, because we have to function differently in the world. I wanted companies that were going to be willing to work with us and our unique needs for our employees. And we found a couple. It was so exciting and refreshing when we did. This is going to be some amazing and extraordinary relationships we're forging. We bought equipment, of course, once we found the companies. We surrounded ourselves with skilled individuals who are now sitting at our business roundtable. And again, if you don't know what that is, check out my first episode where I talk about my legacy, because I explain that, right? Our business roundtable now is filled with amazing people who not only see our vision and the potential in these boys, they see how their skills and gifts can help us to create an extraordinary business environment and company around these boys. We developed a business plan and we sought input from skilled professionals that could help us refine it. We bought supplies, we practiced, and we practiced. And today, I am so excited to tell you all about it. I am truly grateful. I'm grateful for everybody who has supported us on this journey, specifically over the last year, as we've really been grappling with what this is going to look like. And I'm so proud. Ooh, I was not expecting to get emotional about this because I'm usually really excited. But I am proud to announce to you that we are launching the Living Your Legacy apparel and product line. We are starting with printing on t-shirts and mugs, but we have plans to include embroidery and hats and probably a few other things I haven't even thought of yet down the line. We have two CEOs in our company. They alternate roles between being the chief equipment officer and the chief entertainment officer. So they definitely go back and forth over those two. And both of them fill the role of being the CIO, the chief inspiration officer. They inspire me every day. Their lives are so much harder than mine will ever be. They're my son's best day is, well, let me just explain it this way. My worst day ever will never compare to his best day. He has to work so hard to do everything that I'm able to do relatively easily. And yet he does it with a smile on his face. And I am inspired. I'm inspired every day by his tenacity, by his strength, his courage, his perseverance, his willingness to see the world as an amazing place instead of seeing it as a place that doesn't fit for him. He sees it in extraordinary ways, and that inspires me to do the same. So we have two chief inspiration officers, and we've come up with three lines of products that I want to tell you about. The first is the Legacy line. It has everything to do with ideas connected from this podcast, quotes and things that I say from here that are going to be on items for sale. The second is called the Witty, Weird, and Wonderful line. Again, these boys have a wicked sense of humor, and some of the things they say and they think are really funny, I actually think are funny too. So those are funny sayings and holidays and hobby-specific themed quotes, and we're always open to ideas. So if you've got one, by all means, share it with us. We'd be happy to put it on something. And the last one is my favorite. That is the Ability line. We spell it ABILI hyphen capital T for t-shirt, but it's also around ability. If you're looking at this on YouTube or in the video format, you'll see that I'm actually sporting one of the shirts. It reads equality with a little heart because that is what they want. They want to be equal in the workforce. They want to be equal in their visions and dreams. They want so many things for themselves that are perfectly normal. They're not out of the range of possibility. And we want to shine a light on that because when we see equality, we treat equality and we create equality. So I'm all over that. So the Ability line is ability, positive quotes, and images to promote inclusion and equality for all. When we, and I say this all the time, it's in almost all of my posts, hashtag see the ability, all things are possible. And that's where we really want to focus our energy on what is possible, not just for these two boys, but for everybody else out there. When we start looking at the possibility doors open, and we want to help be part of opening those doors. And of course, we can also do custom orders. Just this past weekend, we got an order for 4 shirts, and the boys not only did the order, the woman was local to us, but we took them and hand delivered them. She was so impressed to see them at her door, and they got all shy and cute, and it was sweet. And I had to coax them into saying thank you, and they were so sweet. And then they were so excited. They were literally jumping up and down, going to the car. They were so happy about actually doing this. That it really does inspire me. And I also want to tell you that not just is this about our boys, but we are a social enterprise as well. We want to give back and pay it forward into our community. We have, like I said, come across so many people and businesses that are willing to work with us, like interested and excited and curious. I've heard people say, I don't know anything about working with people with disabilities, but I'm in. let's figure this out together. And that's been so extraordinary for me to have those people sit at our round table. So we want to make sure that we teach our boys continuously in their lifetime that the blessings that we have, we need to share with others. So a dollar from every t-shirt and 50 cents from every mug is going to be donated to organizations that support people with disabilities. This year, and again, the boys are involved in this, they chose the food bank. Many people with disabilities and their families end up using the food bank. And so that's the one we're going to donate to for 2024. And every year, the boys will sit down with me, we'll come up with a list of potential organizations to donate to, and then we'll choose one for the year. So we're really excited about the ability to give back and to be connected in a way that's really positive for these boys. It increases their visibility in our community, and it increases the number of people who, hashtag, see the ability, right? The boys will be and are involved in all areas of this business, from choosing the images and quote creation to the apparel choices to actually working with the items. They love working with the heat press. Like I said, they are chief equipment officers. They do really well, to selling at vendor events, to delivery, to working with the postal service. Every area that you can imagine, we're going to have them involved in as much as they can possibly handle. We are so excited about this. And all funds raised will go toward getting their home. This is where we're putting that money, to helping them create their own living situation that they can have pride in, knowing that they made it happen, both literally and figuratively. So if this interests you in our audience out there in the world, we'd love to have you join us on this journey. Please consider following our business page on Facebook. It is called Living Your Legacy Podcast and Apparel. You can follow me. It's under my name on Instagram, and all of this will be in the show notes. Or we are on TikTok. The boys like videos, so we're going to be doing videos. In each of these places, we'll share videos and images of the behind the scenes work. And you can see the boys actively living into their legacies as well down the line, because there are blooper reels. We'll be putting some of that together so you can see some of the epic fails we have going on as well. And sometimes things just don't go the way we think they're going to. And if your wardrobe needs a refresh, or you've got a custom idea that you'd like to see realized, we'd love to support you by creating it for you. Check out our website, which is www.livingyourlegacy.ca, and see what's already there and some sneak peeks as to what is coming. If you are interested in a custom order, please reach out to me personally, Michelle@livingyourlegacy.ca. We'd certainly be happy to have a conversation with you around it and see what we can do for you. And we are super excited. This is the beginning of our next epic journey, the next major piece in the legacy that we are living into for our boys and as many others as we can bring along with us. And we are super grateful that you are in our listening audience. And for those of you who have already placed orders, thank you. We appreciate you so much. And we will update you again soon about what's happening. Folks, I always want to make sure that we end these things on a positive note, these calls, these episodes. And I just want to make sure that if this is getting your juices going, if you've got some things that you're like, wow, I hadn't thought about that, and maybe I need to think about things differently in my own life, for my own kids, for some people around me, my sister's kids, like people in our community, reach out. I would love to hear what this may have inspired you to come up with or do. You never know. You could end up being a guest on the show too. Or we can advertise and promote what you're doing in your area for you. We love to be able to pass on the inspiration and the positivity as much as possible. So if you've got something going on, if we've inspired you in some way, let us know. Because again, that's just something that makes us feel really good about what we're doing. And I absolutely share it with the boys. And that brings us to the end of the show today. I got to get busy because we've got some upcoming events and we've got shirts to make. So I want you to remember this. Our boys and I think you are awesome. If this has inspired you, go start living your legacy today. Have a good one, everybody. I know we will. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please submit a rating and review and share it with a friend. Together, we can inspire more people to start living their legacy too. And let's keep the conversation going. We would love to hear all about your journey in living your legacy and support you along the way. Join our Facebook community, Living Your Legacy Podcast, where we connect, collaborate, and celebrate each other. Can't wait to see you there.